In the 20 years I've been doing this, I have not seen anything where there was not a national security threat, said Mr. Smith, who until last year was director of the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, which enforces the Emergency Powers Law. This is a completely different use of a well-utilized tool in going after what appears to be purely economic dispute. But even if an unprecedented stretch of the law, some international trade lawyers said it was written broadly enough that Mr. Trump could prevail. That statute gives the president the right to do just about anything if he or she first declares that there's a national security threat to the United States, said Judith Allison Lee, a lawyer at Gibson Dunn in Washington. It would be hugely disruptive, but technically speaking, I think the statute gives him that authority. William A. Reinsch, an international business scholar at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, said that he did not think the act would allow Mr. Trump to order American companies to leave China, but that he might be able to block future investments, freeze Chinese assets, and exclude Chinese financial institutions from the United States financial system. With Congress in recess, there was scant response on Saturday to the president's latest assertion of authority, but congressional Republicans who consider free market principles a defining tenet and jealously guard their jurisdiction over trade have balked in the past at Mr. Trump's threats to intervene in the economy. At the same time, given years of dealing with the president's whipsawing declaration, particularly on trade, many Republicans have concluded that there is no upside to publicly breaking with Mr. Trump, preferring instead to try to influence him privately. Tension over the global economy was already likely to shadow Mr. Trump's meetings with the leaders in France this weekend. Donald Tusk, president of the European Union, warned Saturday against senseless disputes and further economic conflict. Trade deals and the reform of the WTO are better than trade wars, he said, referring to the World Trade Organization. Trade wars will lead to recession while trade deals will boost the economy.